Walker's comments came after Democratic challenger Tom Barrett pressed the issue, as he has repeatedly in the closing days of the recall campaign. The governor's answer was unequivocal.
I've said repeatedly I'm not issuing any pardons on anything, period. So it's he knows that statement, he heard that statement. He's desperately trying to talk about anything except the success of our reforms.
Among the former associates charged in the investigation are Tim Russell and Kelly Rindfleisch. Russell for embezzling veterans funding and Rindfleisch for performing illegal campaign work using her job at the county. Both are awaiting trial. While Walker was quick to respond to Barrett's comments on pardons, he continued to brush off calls from Barrett to release emails connected to the John Doe, saying that to do so would violate the rules of secrecy required in such investigations. Democrats held a conference call with three former prosecutors who disputed that claim. Among them was University of Wisconsin-Madison law professor Frank Turkheimer, who says a gag order like that would be unconstitutional.
There are cases where the prosecutors have tried to enjoin witnesses from making any public statements, and the courts have held that those efforts violate the witnesses' First Amendment rights.
Walker and Barrett hit the campaign trail again today, with Walker in Appleton and Manitowoc, and Barrett in Janesville. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.